Hey everybody, this is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. We're here with another great episode of State of the Real Estate Market. We have our guest, Ms. Vanessa Ning. She is a mortgage professional and branch manager for her organization. I thought it would be insightful to bring her in today to kind of chat with us, telling us what's going on in the mortgage world. How is financing right now? Are we really being impacted? What are some of the changes? You know, answering a lot of the questions that are being asked to me and being able to help people that are still in the market to buy a home at these great, great low rates that we have at this time. Miss Vanessa, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on with this.
All right, definitely. We definitely appreciate you being here. Let's kind of dive right on in. You know, I know you and I kind of chatted before we got started, but some of the big questions, you know, that's out there, credit scores, you know, if someone's buying a home right now, you know, what's going on, you know, credit score wise, are you seeing a change or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so, you know, with COVID and everything going on, a lot of lenders have tightened up their guidelines. You know, some of them are requiring at least a 620, possibly even 660, you know, 640, 680 and higher. However, at PRMG, the organization that I'm with, we are still lending down to 580 for FHA loans.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so that's huge, you know, and if you're at a 580, the minimum down for an FHA loan is 3.5% down.
Okay. Right. And that's always been the same, the 3.5%, you know, if you're doing FHA, 3.5%, because it's one of the lower down payment requirements for loans that are out there. So.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now I've definitely, you know, in my business, you know, I've been impacted. I had a few clients that, you know, we've gone through the process. We've, you know, been under contract, and for whatever reason, we had to pull out of the contract. And one of them is employment. Unfortunately, a lot of people at this time had some type of change in their employment, whether it's them not working with it, working with the same company, or production and hours. Are you seeing impact with that, like say verification of employment, because I know that's part of the process. What kind of changes or what kind of changes are you seeing in that, if any at all?
There's definitely been some changes. You know, they're just taking more precautions. So like we have to do an extra verification of employment at least 3 days prior to close. We also have to have our borrower or buyer complete a form, you know, stating that nothing has changed. They haven't opened any new debt. You know, we got to verify with the employer that they're still working, they're not furloughed, or, you know, nothing has changed pretty much. Self-employed borrowers, you know, is even tougher because let's just say, for example, a barber or something like that. We have to confirm that they're still actively working, that their income hasn't declined. So for some self-employed borrowers, what we're having to do is even get the last few months bank statements, and then we have to look at the deposits and kind of average everything out to make sure that their income is consistent. So for self-employed borrowers, you know, we have to take that extra step.
Okay. Yeah, because I can see that, because if their business had it was impacted, I'm sure they're possibly going to have some fluctuations in that, trying to keep that consistent. So definitely important.
Yeah. Even with realtors, I had a realtor that we helped refinance, and the way that we had to prove that she was still working and everything, we had to prove she had things under contract or, you know, listing contract. So any realtors out there that's looking to buy a home, you know, you're going to have probably a couple of deals in your pipeline before you close to close on your new home or refinance on your property.
So trying to just time it the right way. So when you're having that that great quarter, you know, it's just like, hey, this might be the month to go ahead and
exactly.
Okay. I understood. So and also mentioning the finance process, are you seeing like a change with say debt to income ratios? I know sometimes with different products you have different requirements, but are you seeing any fluctuation with debt to income ratios?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard from, you know, other banks, some are not even doing FHA no more. Some are, you know, increasing their DTI ratios, or like actually decreasing. So like, whereas FHA normally is 56.99%, some lenders maybe are only lending up to 45 or 50s. Like I said, some are not even lending at all for FHA.
Right.
Some of them are requiring extra reserves. And when I say reserves, I mean like savings. So let's just say your mortgage payment is $1,000. They might require you to have 3 months savings, so $3,000 after everything is said and done. But with us, you know, our guidelines are still the same. As long as DU says yes, so it says approve eligible, then we're ready to go. And when I say DU, it's something that we run on our end. That's called Desktop Underwriter. But our DTI is still the same. We're following Fannie Mae, Freddie, and, you know, and HUD, FHA. And as long as we run it through our system and it says approve eligible, then we're good to go. So no change so much. But other lenders, yes. So if you've been denied elsewhere, you know, definitely reach out to us. You know, have them reach out to you. You can forward them my way, and we can see what we can do to help them.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. You know, you're always one of my first options there. So I'm always bugging you. It's like, hey, Vanessa, I got this. You know, you even get, I get the random follow-ups and just like, oh man, I forgot I sent that person over to her. So, so definitely appreciate, you know, that's one of the things about being in this business is having those different relationships and having those different expectations already set up. So as I'm sending, you know, people suggesting people give you a call or kind of follow up, they do so, and then I get that follow up from you. So I definitely appreciate that. Definitely,
yeah,
do. All right. So now you kind of touched on it. You mentioned forbearance. You know, some people are asking me in reference to, you know, if they should do a forbearance with their property, you know, just to kind of save on a couple of payments. But one of the big caveats to that is that some people are going into these forbearances and then they're also thinking about doing a refinance. What's been your experience and what's your feedback on those two subjects?
Yeah, I mean, in regards to forbearance, I mean, we get it, you know, if they need to delay the payments, yes, but if they later on want to refi, any payments that they missed or didn't pay because of the forbearance, they will have to make it all up, like catch up with them. And then after that, they can then refi. But before you get into forbearance, I would recommend, you know, getting something in writing from their current lender or current loan servicer, just to make sure they know the terms and everything. Because I've heard some places, well, they will, you know, I guess you don't have to pay for 3 months, but then month number four, you didn't have to pay everything in full. So you want to make sure it's not going to be. Yeah, so you know, definitely want to double check with the servicer, get it in writing, especially if they say, oh, it's not going to affect your credit, etc. Because if you don't have it in writing and later on they mark you late, it's going to be very tough to get that removed, and it's going to be tough to bring up that score. And then later on, if you're looking to refi, it's definitely going to affect you if you have, you know, that negative, you know, account on there.
Yeah, and I've definitely been hearing the same thing, and I've just been confused. But I mean, it's kind of you know, in certain cases, if, you know, if that is going to be the case, say 3 months, you know, down the road, they let you skip three payments, but on month four, they want those previous three payments. That's going to be a tough one. Because if you haven't been able to make your payments prior to that, you know, making three total payments all at once, you know, that's going to be a big hit for a lot of people.
No, I agree. So definitely want to get all the right facts and get it in writing before, you know, you actually proceed with a forbearance.
Okay. Now, another question that I have for you, Vanessa, is, you know, a portion of my business is working with first-time home buyers, and with a lot of my first-time home buyers, they're looking for some type of down payment assistance. You know, there's different programs that are out there and that people are trying to take advantage of if they're able to get down payment assistance. Are you seeing any changes with that? Is that still available to clientele at this time?
Yeah, luckily with us, we are still offering down payment assistance programs. There are many lenders that are not anymore, but we still are. We have FHA down payment assistance programs down to 620 FICOs. So 620 middle scores. We also have some with higher income limits, you know, whereas a lot of these down payment assistance programs, there are debt-to-income ratio limits, there's income limits. So we have a few programs that actually offer higher income limits as well. Right now, we have suspended the conventional down payment assistance program, but we have FHA all day. But, you know, when we have conventional again, we'll definitely let everyone know about that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely whenever that comes about, definitely, you know, let me know, because I definitely want to be able to share it to everybody and let them know that is available once again. So it is out there, but it is, if I understood you correctly, down payment assistance is there. It's just for FHA at this time versus the conventional.
Right. And we have a few different ones. Hillsborough County, there's one for Hillsborough County that's still offering $10,000 down payment assistance closing costs. You can use it for both. That, however, you know, we're lending down to 660 right now. The one that we're lending down to 620 offers the 3.5% down. So it'll cover the FHA minimum down payment, but then they still have to come up with closing costs.
Closing costs, okay.
But at least they'll cover the 3.5%.
Right, right. So it'd be like my responsibility to kind of do some negotiating, see how we can get that closing cost.
You're going to have a little magic.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. And that's one of the other key things I try to tell people, that is key to have, let your real estate professional have a relationship with your financing professional, because, you know, those are the questions that need to be asked so I know how to represent, say, my buyers, because, you know, if we need to negotiate a little bit, then, you know, definitely want to make sure that's done up front and not when you're, you know, a couple of weeks from closing and we find out that we don't have any closing costs to be covered for. So,
right, exactly.
So it's definitely very important to have that relationship. Right. So down payment is still there. Just, you know, just have to be clear on that. See what that client's status is at this time. So I do get another, I've been seeing this, I say in the past couple of months, 203K loans. I've been dealing with some different properties that are out there that, you know, can take advantage of the 203K. And a lot of people don't even know what the 203K is, even though it's been around for a while.
Wow.
A lot of people still don't know what that is, but for those who are out there, that do not know what the 203K is, can you tell them a little bit about what the 203K loan is?
Yeah, a 203K loan is pretty much your rehab loan. So, you know, you find a home that's not to say not move-in ready, but maybe a little bit dated. You want to update the flooring, you know, the paint, etc. You can do all that, you know, update the kitchen. It's pretty much your standard rehab loan. And what's great about it is it's still 3.5% down. So let's just say we get you qualified for $200,000, but, you know, the house is only $150,000. You can actually put in $50,000 worth of work or like upgrades in the home. And as long as it appraises at $200,000, then we're going to be good to go there. But it's great. You know, you're going to go ahead and find a contractor, get the bids. Once you get the bids, you know, we pretty much like start the process after we're on the contract. But they do have to find a licensed contractor. So you cannot do the work on your own. It's got to be a licensed contractor.
Yeah. And I think I've spoken to a few people about that. It's like, well, I can do that. It's like, well, it can't be you.
Right.
It can't be you. You got to get someone that's licensed to sign off. So,
right.
So, even in today's climate right now, the economy's, you know, 203Ks, are those still pretty much available for people or which?
Yeah. We're still doing them, you know, business as normal over here. They do take a little bit longer to close versus just a regular, you know, resale.
That is true.
Yep, I would do at least 45 to 60 days on it, you know, just in case, you know, it's taking longer than usual to get your bids or whatever the case may be. But we're definitely still doing them. It's a great product. A lot of homes out there that might need some updating, and, you know, what's better than making it your own, you know, so.
Right. You know, putting your own little personal touch on there and just kind of making it, like you said, making it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if it does need, if you can get it at a great value like that, like you said, you know, if they're selling it for $150,000, but, you know, fixed up, it'd be at least $200,000, and
wow.
You can update it with the floors you want, the color of the walls you want, the kitchen that you want. So definitely.
Yeah. Sure. What's not to love about that?
Yeah. All right. Well, Vanessa, you know, I definitely appreciate you stopping in today. I think we touched on a number of questions that have been coming up, you know, throughout this process. You know, people are still buying homes right now. And, you know, this is, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to do this episode, because, you know, people are asking, you know, are banks lending? Are you able to still buy a home? Yes. And the answer is yes. You know, so those who are still considering or thinking about buying a home, one of the first steps that I typically have my clients do is speak either with, if they already have their own bank, or if they need to speak with a loan professional that has options. You know, I usually pretty much direct people to Vanessa, and Vanessa kind of runs the gamut from there, and then kind of follows up with me, and we get things in order if they need to be in order, or we go ahead and put some gas in the car and we go shopping. So so one of the big things, definitely appreciate you being on board today. Any, you know, anything else that you may be able to think of that I may be able to tell buyers at this time that maybe think about getting in the market, or any great reasons why they should think about buying now?
Yeah, I mean, number one, obviously rates are pretty low right now. They haven't been this low for a while, so definitely take advantage of that. A couple, I guess, tips. If you are looking to buy a home soon, don't go buying a new car. It's something I see a lot. You know, you go buy that car and there you go. You end up qualifying, you know, maybe up to 200,000 to now maybe 150 because you bought this new car that's like $500 a month. So it's really going to affect your debt to income ratio if you do that. A lot of people have what's it called? Money and mattress, right? Like mattress money.
Yeah.
Cash on hand. yeah. You want to put all that money into the bank, because when we start the process, we will ask you for your bank statements. And if we see a large cash deposit, you know, as you know, there's no paper trail or like sourcing with cash. If we cannot source it, as in like document where it came from, we're not going to be able to use it for the closing. So just make sure all the money's in the bank. But other than that, I mean, I think you touched on a lot. You know, definitely thank you for having me. You know, some great stuff out there. But yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it, everyone. This is Miss Vanessa Ning. And Vanessa, can you also tell everybody the name of your organization one more time?
Yeah, so I'm with Paramount Residential Mortgage Group. Our office is on Lois Avenue, right by the International Mall. We're licensed in all 48 states, PRMG, you know, short for Paramount Residential Mortgage Group. We're a national mortgage lender. So we do lend in all states. So even if you're looking to maybe buy out of state, or you have any friends or family looking to refi, we can definitely help them out.
All right. So, hey, so guys, like I said, we can help you and anyone you know. So be sure to check us out. As I tell everyone, if you are buying, selling, or investing in the Tampa Bay area, be sure to check out Real Estate with Chris Brown. com. We want to get you guys connected and educated. That's what it's all about. The more educated you are, the more options you have, and the more options you have, the more purchasing power you'll have as well. So thank you, everyone, and everyone have a good day.
Stay safe, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.